I'm frozen. I can't move my mouth. So instead, I look to the left and catch my reflection in the mirror above the dresser. To be honest, I think I look quite good. As much as I hate it, the Florida sun has given my fair skin some color, and I've just gone to the hairdresser. She convinced me to go a little more beachy and add highlights to my shoulder-length hair. I run my hand through my hair and frown. Where was I? Right. I'm standing in the bedroom of my Ocean View condo, staring at Belinda Teller's naked body. She's now sitting on the bed next to my husband instead of on top of him. Louis has the sheets around himself. Typical. He's always been selfish.
Oh my God, Sylvia! This isn't what you think,
Belinda says as she shivers a bit.
Oh, that's a relief,
I say, because I thought you were having sex with my husband. But maybe you're just playing bridge, only with no clothes and no cards. Belinda blinks. I can't stop looking at her enormous boobs. They're quite perky, and from what she told us at last month's ladies' wine night, freshly redone by the best surgeon in South Florida. How long are you planning to sit there naked? I asked.
It's just, I'm so sorry, Sylvia, but would you mind?
Belinda's voice trails off, and I follow her eyeline and look down. I'm standing on a bra. Instinctively, I bend down and pick it up. It looks like a small tent. I toss it to her.
Thanks,
Belinda says as she puts on the bra.
You too Brazilian?
I have no control over what comes out of my mouth. It gets worse in stressful situations. Plus, Belinda is now standing up and I have a full frontal view.
I asked because I was watching the episode of Sex and the City where Carrie can't decide what she thinks of men who want a completely bare pussy.
Louis looks positively scandalized.
Sylvia!
What? I can't say pussy? You're the one having sex with a woman you know I hate.
You hate me?
Belinda looks surprised.
I thought we were friends.
I want to hit her. But instead, I glare.
Get out.